Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Welcome to Wrestle Culture. Dan the American Dragon lived near the sea and frolicked in the wrestling ring in WWE. Little Tony Carney loved that rascal Dan and brought him to AEW to come and pop the fans. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by Adam Cleary and Phil Chambers from What Culture to discuss all the goings on in wrestling this week and look ahead to Extreme Rules this weekend, which myself and Phil Chambers will be doing a live stream for on Sunday night on YouTube, of course. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from for daily wrestling podcasts where we review Raw, SmackDown, NXT 2.0. Oh, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views, we have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a roundup of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on WrestleCulture. As I said, though, joined by Cleary and Phil. Phil, Extreme Rules this weekend.
Yay!
How are you feeling about it?
Liv Morgan versus Carmella, baby!
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Liv Morgan does have to beat the 0-9 Zelina Vega tonight on SmackDown to get that match.
Yeah, I was looking at WWE.com before, and they haven't even bothered to mention that in the Extreme Rules rundown, so that's how confident they are about that match. I'm actually kind of looking forward to
it. Is it because there's only six matches on the card?
There's only six matches. It's going to be a nice little short WWE pay-per-view, hopefully. It's going to have loads of doll ball stuff.
Doll ball.
And it's going to have Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch, which would probably be really good.
That's weird. It's just about, I've literally seen Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch this week, so I don't know.
Spoiler alert.
How is it going to finish?
I bet he's going to win. I mean, they probably weren't running through the exact match layout.
Were they the main event on the house show?
They were the main event. They were the main event, and they were the main event by a mile, if that makes sense. Like, they were the biggest match. People were buzzed to see, we should probably explain. I was in London this week for the WWE Live tour. I'm not just like...
How was it?
Genuinely, you're asking multiple questions there, because it's like, how was a WWE show? How was a live wrestling event? How was it being... I don't mean like as a joke. I mean like, what was it like being at a WWE show is a question. What was it like being at a large wrestling event is a question. What was it like just being at a massive big arena show with like no social distancing, like, you know, like everything just being as normal as it used to be, aside from like a few checks on the door. So there's a lot of different questions you're asking there. The answer to all three of them is genuinely good. Yeah, like genuinely good. As a WWE show, that's it at its most pure. Like, it's so much better when it's in one of those like family-friendly environments, because that's the kind of product, you know, it is wrestling-themed content. And you go there, there's no ad breaks, there's no like hokey storylines that they're just trying to throw in to make things make sense. It's just like,
the wrestlers have a lot more fun.
The wrestlers have a lot more fun. Here's your match. Here's the wrestler you wanted to see. Here's the other wrestler you wanted to see. Here's the other wrestler you wanted to see. Nothing stupid. Because it's not on television, so people aren't protected. People just lose because it's fine. It's not broadcast. It's just really, really good. And being at a big wrestling show, nice to be back at wrestling, full stop. Wrestling crowds are a, you know, universe unto themselves. Like, people being really excited to see the good things happening, people having really creative chanting, like, people being really invested in what you're seeing. And just being a normal show, just being at something big, full of people, without, like, everybody having to worry about everything. Class, really nice.
I was going to say, when you said creative chanty, I was going to say, do you mean people shouting Tum Tum at Simon Miller?
No, but can I just say, genuinely, nobody shouted Tum Tum at Simon Miller, not even once.
Oh.
Loads of people were on about this whole deadliest move in sports entertainment he's got, or deadliest move in professional wrestling or something. That was big. Which apparently there's some guys there who had seen him wrestle in Weymouth or something.
Was this on the...
This was at the end of the video.
Yeah.
And for all he goes on about it, we're talking about his match in Weymouth. And do you know how that ended?
Go on.
Surprise roll-up, apparently.
There you go.
So you see what I mean? You give it that on YouTube, don't you? But when the chips are down...
Did he use the surprise roll-up, though? Or did he get surprise roll-up?
Absolutely
That's the question.
Absolutely none of my business.
Because if it's his finisher now... then that fits in with the pattern, that works. But if he got rolled up, then he's an idiot.
I don't know.
A genius or an absolute fool.
Also, nice to hear us actually being invited to a WWE show.
Yes, gotta say, thank you so much to Vince and to Kevin and to Nick for all the hospitality. That was genuinely very nice of them.
How was little Nicky?
Fine. To be fair, I didn't see him. Actually, they were busy. Obviously, I didn't see Vince at the show. But you know, we did genuinely. This is honestly true. We did meet people from WWE who knew who we were and weren't like, get out immediately. So you know, maybe.
Thank you for all your support of WWE.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Just honestly, if I on the way out of the studio today, I'm hit by a 10-ton truck. I will die knowing that the first ever sort of like olive branch between What Culture Limited and World Wrestling Entertainment was not only extended this week, but gratefully accepted in the form of a free bar. So
there you go.
That's it. What better endorsement of us as a legitimate company could there be than they let me have the free bar? Miller, that says nothing. Miller drinks water. But letting me at the free bar, you've got to like, you know what you're getting yourself into. It was nice. It was good fun. It's nice to build bridges, and it was not just with WWE. Obviously, like there was a lot of those TalkSport were there, Sportskeeda were there. There were like other titles. It was just nice. We don't get to see them very much because we're up here, and a lot of them are London based. And just to get to see fans again, get to see wrestlers again. Yeah, it's really really worthwhile trip. So everyone who goes to Oakley Rose goes on about his big grown up job, like anybody's impressed. Like, this is this stuff.
Yeah.
This is what it's for. It opens the forbidden door to us.
Now, got Extreme Rules this weekend.
Let's talk about me more.
Okay. Like, it's a difficult call in that Universal Championship match, isn't it? I mean, it feels like they're just going to feed the Demon to Roman Reigns. But it is the Demon. He hasn't lost on the main roster.
It would be very sad if they just fed the Demon to Roman Reigns. But you've got the whole Brock Lesnar thing, and it is an Extreme Rules match. But then why would Brock Lesnar interfere to make Roman Reigns win the match other than he still wants the title at Crown Jewel?
I'm just going to say it. He gets the match thrown out. He gets the match thrown out, and then Roman wrestles him a crown jewel, and then they do
double
regular,
count out an extreme rules match.
They do regular Balor against Roman later on. He beat him.
That's
it. Demon Balor is there because they'd got, you know, I can't remember who it was today. I think it was Bischoff said Vince is at his best when his back's against the wall or he feels like he's in a fight. So WWE's going to do a lot of cool stuff he probably didn't think was worth doing, but knows the fans would maybe like. Demon Balor headlining a pay-per-view for the Universal Championship is one of those things, but...
On paper it is. Why are we doing this?
Demon Balor headlining a WWE pay-per-view and winning the Universal title is one of these things.
Yes.
Simply having him on the show is just a little cheap ratings popper. By the time Brock gets that match thrown out, you've got the viewing figure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's one of those, isn't it, where... Brock Lesnar sort of spectre hangs over this whole thing because we already... I don't know why they've announced... I know we all knew it was going there, but why they felt the need to announce Brock versus Roman, where they can go, well, it might not be Roman or it might not have the title in it or whatever. Like,
I don't think they got any tickets to sell.
Yeah, but they don't have a rush on, are they? Like, we all know how this plays out.
Yeah.
And there's just those really fancy empty chairs that are always empty on the front row.
Those massive ones, the big comfy ones. They've done this historically quite a lot with the Demon, though, where they didn't quite know what to do with it. They know they had something special, and like they can sell a lot of action figures and t-shirts and things with this, and we've got to kind of keep this special in order to sell all these action figures. But then like kind of went on the winning streak, and then they never really understood what to do with that winning
streak. Why it would be brought out.
Yeah. And it was just kind of brought out randomly, and then it just... started really being random when it got brought out, and then it was a pumpkin demon against Bray Wyatt, and then obviously that never happened.
Again, not against Bray Wyatt, Phil, against Sister Abigail.
Against Sister Abigail, of course.
Can you imagine the sliding doors moment in history where, like, was it a conjunctivitis?
Mumps
or something,
wasn't it?
Mumps or something stopped that match going forward.
But
Can you imagine?
I was genuinely surprised when they brought out the demon with this one, because this version of Finn Balor, it doesn't make anywhere near as much sense either, because he doesn't need the demon to like awaken that side of him, because he's had that side of him throughout all of his NXT run, and he's already got this kind of more badass feel behind him. So he doesn't really need to
have a smiley Finn on the main roster.
Yeah. The whole thing about the demon is it's an element of Finn Balor's personality, if I'm remembering this correctly, that he can't normally tap into. He doesn't have, like, he can't find those reserves.
It's not a switch you can turn on and off.
Yeah, like, normally he can't go to those places. He can't achieve those things normally. He has to, like, completely sort of psychologically transform himself, and it's a complete transformation. You know what I mean? It's we're talking like early stages of the MCU, Banner and Hulk, not latter stages of the MCU, Banner and Hulk, where he just brings them out for fun. Like, so to just go with that, you kind of got to, if you wanted to bring it back, you kind of have to have him, like, lose to Roman first. Like,
yeah, and then, you know, that's the catalyst for bringing it back, because, like, oh my God, this didn't work.
Yeah, you have to big up this huge Finn Balor versus Roman title match where you build up this idea that Finn could definitely beat him, and then Roman pulverizes him. Like, he comprehensively beats him, and then Balor gets himself back into the title picture and goes, look, you're right. You know, like, you're literally wearing your Cactus Jack t-shirt, Phil. You've got
to
do that.
I'm not ready to face you but I know a guy who is.
Finn Balor cannot beat you, Roman Reigns, but I know somebody who can. And then that's how you do it.
Yeah, I suppose that's, yeah.
So, very easy way around this. You could just not use the demon for this pay-per-view. Roman demolishes Finn Balor, then faces Brock in Crown Jewel, and then you can do the demon later. But they've not done that.
No,
he'd still beat the demon if it was going to be later on as well. He's still got the Rock at WrestleMania. He's still got a long way to go with this title run.
Well, this is the thing, though. Like, you can build Roman up like that, because there's been a big lot of questions like, oh, who finally dethrones Roman? We all want it to be Big E, but there's not in a million years have they yet got Big E to a stage where he feels like he could beat Roman Reigns. You have Roman Reigns keep doing this tear. He goes to everybody. He goes through Balor. He goes through whoever. Goes blah, blah, blah. He has his match with The Rock, which he'll no doubt win. And then you bring out the demon. It's like, oh, wow. Wow, yeah. He's beaten everybody, but, like, this had such a mythos behind it when it was a thing. Maybe this is the thing, but... one solution they've got to this, by the way, is Balor wins as the demon, and then Brock Roman is non-title.
Yeah, that's another option.
That's an option they've got, but they won't do that.
In theory, you could have...
Brock versus Roman does not need to be a championship match to be a draw.
We're recording the big Extreme Rules preview, me and Hamflet's recorded, that's going out tomorrow, and I said that exact same thing. You could have, in theory, four huge matches, because women's matches are always a bit of a question mark when it comes to Saudi Arabia, obviously. We might have King and Queen of the Ring. I'm not 100% sure if that's still going ahead. They've just not mentioned it yet.
They're still advertising the finals on the show, I think, but they haven't actually spoken about the tournaments.
So you could, in theory, have... I don't know who Big E would defend the WWE Championship against, but...
It's WWE.
Anyone. Anyone except people pitching. Maybe Xavier could turn heel. Turn anyone from the New Day heel on him. But you could, in theory, have Finn Balor defending the Universal Championship, Big E defending the WWE Championship, and then you've got Lashley versus Goldberg, because Lashley killed Goldberg's son, and he doesn't care about the title anyway. And Brock versus Roman, because, like, the Roman Finn stuff, they did sort of just burn through. They did a title match on SmackDown, but it was like he got jumped beforehand. He was already injured going into it by the Usos, and then it was just it was like,
I thought they were, like, originally telling quite a compelling story with it, when Cena kind of got in the way of it, and then Brock kind of got in the way of it.
Then AEW started beating him in the ratings.
Yeah, and then they kind of jumped the shark a little bit with it. And I thought, like, that little side of it, of Finn Balor always being, like, pushed to the wayside by these much bigger people, could have been a really interesting character arc for Finn. But then they went, ah, Fiend him.
The worst thing they can possibly do is throw away the whole undefeated demon thing on Extreme Rules as a sort of, like, make-weight title match to try and get a bit of a rating back off AEW. That is the worst thing they could do. But, like, I always say people really stress about wrestlers winning or losing things. It's not that deep, right? It genuinely isn't that deep. Even in companies where this stuff is protected and it's better organized, not naming any names, like, it doesn't matter. Like, people, when I was suggesting that thing about, I think Punk should lose to Darby Allin. And people were like, what? But you got to make your money. He's like, you're going to make your money anyway. Mm. It's CM Punk in AEW. You're going to make money off Roman Reigns if he gets beat. You're going to make money off Brock Lesnar if he gets beat. It's not that deep. But Finn Balor as the demon losing does feel like, if anything is that deep, like, he built this mythos, not just in this promotion, in NXT, and not just in NXT, in New Japan, and not just in New Japan. Like, his entire career has built this mythos. It's like, oh, but do you want to just lie down for Roman Reigns on Extreme Rules? We have just already advertised him for another title match at the next pay-per-view, so sucks for you.
It's going to be very intriguing to see how they book this one, isn't it?
Does it go main event, or do you think they go screwy and then
I think if it's
Bianca
not main event, you go, okay,
Becky
we know
main
this
event.
Is, yeah.
By the way, can I just say, by the way, you just said you've already done an Extreme Rules preview with Michael Hanfler. Why are you subjecting the loyal What Culture audience to what me and Phil think about this then?
Because you come first. Well, this is coming out beforehand.
Oh, right,
the
really?
The one's out tomorrow.
Oh, so people will be like, oh, why is the new Extreme Rules preview? Well, okay, here you go. The real one's tomorrow, guys.
I know you saw Becky being received as a hero at WWE Live.
Everybody loved her, yeah, everybody loved her.
But, I mean, they've done really well, I think, with this SummerSlam thing in terms of, like, everyone at SummerSlam was like, this is the worst thing you could ever do. You're going to make her a heel and you're going to job Bianca out in 30 seconds. And now they're here. I think they've done a hell of a job. Becky is still not quite a full heel or whatsoever a full heel, according to you. But I can't call this match on Sunday.
I've got it on my phone, by the way, if you want to hear the crowd reaction to her winning.
Did she try and turn the crowd? Or did,
they played a really basic house show thing. Like, they got in the ring, a lot of going around with each other, and then Becky rolls out the ring, she's not ready yet. Then they start doing something, she starts getting in the ropes and telling the referee to get it, leave her alone. And then they finally have a bit of a sequence. Belair comes out on top. Like, they do this like test of strength thing, and she just wipes the floor with her. Becky rolls out the ring, gets her belt, tries to leave. And so it was like a really basic, sort of really carny, like, heel thing. And the crowd were just like, didn't care at all. And then they get back in the ring, Bianca Belair beats her a bit, then Becky Lynch starts beat, I think she rakes her eyes, and then like hits her with like the Bexplex, and the crowd like, yes!
Just it's slightly skewed being in the UK though.
Oh look, it's a house show crowd, for a start, right? It's fat, like most of these people there probably don't even know Becky Lynch turned heel. They probably don't even know what turning heel means. That's not a slight, by the way. Like, these shows are for like people who casually watch the product, who like a night at the wrestling, to go and enjoy themselves. They don't have to keep up with the entire product. They don't have to know everything. They're not expected to keep up with it all. They're just going to enjoy themselves, which is why this stuff is like non-canon, really. So it doesn't matter that Becky Lynch was getting a hero's reaction in the UK a few weeks after turning heel. It's not going to change their mind about doing it. It's just that people do love her. Like, she could have come out to a muted reaction because people don't care. I've been at house shows where the main event people are like, oh, it's that one, and somebody else. People were like, they were there to see her. It's not, by the way, that's not me saying that Bianca Belair wasn't getting the same. She was over as a face as well. Like, big time over. She just wasn't Becky Lynch.
Yeah. It's tough to call this, though, because particularly around this time of year.
Too many letter Bs, isn't it?
With everything going on, the nine Bs of SmackDown is my thing.
The nine Bs of SmackDown?
Nine Bs of SmackDown. You're going to try and make me remember them, and I'm not.
Well, you brought this up, so yes.
Okay. Bloodline, because I'm trying to cheat to get a few of them in. Okay. Bloodline.
Yeah.
Brock.
Balor.
Becky.
Banks.
Belair. Big E.
Big E.
Sort of buggered now because they're... anyway.
The Boobay.
Baron Corbin.
Baron Corbin.
I mean, he's Happy Corbin.
And the biggest B of all, our favourite, Boogs!
Thought you were going to say boobies there.
Boogs and his boobies.
Boogs is at the show. Boogs
was
there. Was
he?
Yeah.
Boy, get in.
Me and Miller were arguing about whether or not his guitar was being played live or not.
No, 100%.
I thought it was. Miller was like, nah, you wouldn't be able to do that. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, yeah, here he goes. Oh, I know a power chord.
But the thing is, like, around this time of year, it's very interesting because you've got Survivor Series coming. We're imagining brand warfare. You've got Bliss. I'll talk to you about Bliss and Flair in a second as well. But also you've got the draft and you've got potentially Queen of the Ring. So it's like, if Bianca or Becky lose, I don't think they're going to lose too much shine in terms of you can switch brands with them, you can immediately give them the Queen of the Ring, you can, you can pitch almost any scenario for Survivor Series. Becky versus Charlotte, obviously. I mean, Bianca versus Charlotte, what a match that is. Bliss versus, like I say, any permutations. You and I are going to be sitting there watching the stream. You are the What Culture champion after Big E, of course, cashed in for you. Thankfully, not on yourself this time. But, like, I can't call it.
Yeah, I have Becky for this, mm-hmm. only because of the fact that she's only just turned, she's just debuted this new character, you can't come out as a cocky as hell, I love myself, new heel character, and then lose in your sort of first proper performance.
Like Sasha Banks returns and just
unless Sasha Banks returns.
Why can't you?
Cause it just it's doesn't WWE, fit with that character.
Why
it is
can't
WWE,
you?
But it won't fit with that character. I also think they see Charlotte and Becky as a money match for Survivor Series that hasn't happened in a really long time now. I can't even remember the last time.
No.
They've been separated on brands for so long.
Yeah.
I think genuinely, was it WrestleMania? I know it's not Charlotte versus Becky technically, but...
Possibly,
I think it was the last time they were
the triple threat.
Other.
So I think they see that as a big money marquee match for Survivor Series. And then hopefully, if they do this Queen in the Ring thing, that's a perfect thing for Bianca Belair to move on to after this. And then eventually come back into the title scene later on. So I think that makes the most sense going forwards.
And that means you're picking Charlotte Flair to retain against Alexa Bliss and the spookiness.
Yes, because doll stuff.
This is Extreme Rules.
She's
let's not get what happened
last
year.
She's going to tear the head off Lily. Alexa Bliss will get distracted and then she'll get rolled up and then Charlotte will win. That's my pitch.
I think one of them is going to put the doll in the other one.
Which doll? Charlie or Lily?
Honestly, I'll be completely upfront with you here.
Well, Charlie's already dead, isn't she? She died on Raw.
She got decapitated, yeah.
I'll level with you entirely, right? I have no clue what you're talking about. Right, I keep up with the product enough to come on this podcast once a week and to occasionally fill in on the news, right? I don't know about any of the dolls. I know what the dolls are. I know there is a doll. I know that a while ago, Piper Niven got rolled up because she was distracted by a doll winking at her. Mm-hmm. I have noped out of engaging with the doll stuff as much as I, as much as I reasonably can do in this job.
Alexa Bliss has made a new doll for Charlotte that's basically Lily, but with blonde hair.
It's a new doll. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. But it's blonde because Charlotte's blonde, obviously.
All I know
that's,
is
that's literally it.
Aren't they redoing the whole Stardust Cody thing
Maybe.
With Alexa Bliss now?
They could do. I mean, it's Alexa's hometown. I'm being told this weekend.
It's obvious that she's going to lose.
Alexa's hometown.
Yeah.
Extreme Rules is coming from Disneyland.
Do you think Charlotte retains as well?
I don't care.
Okay.
Good for them. Charlotte versus Becky Survivor Series is a really good match. Yes, do that.
But, you know, you could have... Like, you could...
he's winding up. He's winding up.
No, I'm genuinely...
He's winding up for something.
I think there's an argument to be made that just because if Becky retains, it doesn't automatically mean that Charlotte retains as well. I think that you could easily say, we're going to do some spooky bollocks at Survivor Series. So.
Oh, they'd love a bit of spooky bollocks.
Right, anyway, let's talk about the
United States. Oh, no. you were teasing the buttons.
He was teasing the buttons.
We're just going to talk about the United States title.
And God bless the United States.
Okay.
My God. I will say, just before we move on, there is only one vaguely extreme match on this entire card, and it's the Extreme Rules match that's Roman Reigns versus Finn. Do we get some kind of Alexa's playground kind of
I think if we were going to get that, we're going to get it already. I think they're going to step up on SmackDown tonight, and I talk about it in the preview tomorrow, so let's hope this happens, the tag match. I put the tag match on ladders because I want to see Montez Ford jump off big things and do great splashes.
Yeah, well, good for you, but I'd put the lag match on tadders, so...
Fair enough.
That's why I'm
okay. Are you okay? You hit your head before you came. let's talk. We want to talk about all the matches. Like I said, me and Hamfler are going to preview all of them tomorrow, but let's talk
There's
about...
only six.
Yeah, let's talk about the United
we
States.
We can probably talk about them.
Let's talk about the United States match because this sudden addition... I said this as well. The sudden addition of Jeff Hardy to make it a triple threat... makes me think they're going to put weapons in there, which they could have just done without Jeff Hardy being in there if they'd stepped it up because it's an Extreme Rules pay-per-view.
There's no DQ in Triple Threat.
Exactly.
But also, Hardy's...
Wait a second. Sorry, I've just gone on... This has changed. This has changed. Was this always been a Triple Threat tables elimination match? Because Wikipedia's just updated.
Nope.
Well, okay. Newsflash, everyone.
Wikipedia says...
This is now a triple threat tables elimination match, which makes it a whole lot more fun.
Look at Teddy Long here.
I thought literally Jeff was there to take the pin in this, and that's the only reason he was in this match.
He's going to go
But now it's an elimination. He's going to take the table, I guess. But he's going out first, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah.
Give Damian Priest and Sheamus some time to kick each other's ass.
It literally did not say that this afternoon.
Does it say that in WWE.com?
Check the revision history. Check the revision history.
I don't trust WWE.com. This is what I trust. This is my reliable source of quiz facts.
Check the revision history. It's going to say updated 5 minutes ago by Jay Hardy N. Carolina.
But you think Priest... Again, this is the thing with...
Sorry, why have you looked at me and said, so you think Priest... I don't know. I don't know.
Phil, you think Priest retains...
Priest retains 100%, yeah.
Because the thing is, again, draft next week or... Yeah, next SmackDown is the next first
Seems
bit of draft.
Seems mad to take it off him now. Let him have a bit of a winning streak, a hot thing with this title. Yeah, he's doing okay with it. He's actually one of the vaguely decent call-ups in recent history.
One final question.
He's got that Bad Bunny rub, that's why.
Yeah.
See, I do watch it sometimes.
Although I did have to face the Miz and Morrison for 7 months or something, so that kind of got rid of that.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One final question, Adam Cleary, before we get to the hashtag bloody good quiz. You might have seen this take. I'm not sure. It's been quite on the down low.
Okay.
It's a great time to be a wrestling fan.
I've only seen this because of how much it annoys Michael Hampton.
Yeah. But
apparently
is it?
It's not, you're not allowed to be a wrestling fan.
This week, we've had... I mean, a guy talking about safe spaces and wokeness and
that's
stuff.
That's terrible.
NXT
that's really...
Oh, yeah. But elsewhere, we've had a brilliant triple threat in the main event of Monday Night Raw, right?
Yeah, really good. Yeah, really good.
We've had... Bryan Danielson versus Kenny Omega.
It's an absolutely unbelievable on AEW Dynamite. Sensational pro wrestling.
We've got SmackDown tonight with Happy Talk.
Dependable.
Happy Talk.
I may have struggled with the third, you know, the rule of three there. Got two.
Currently a dependably entertaining show, yep.
You've got Extreme Rules this weekend. You've got
WWE pay-per-views, always better than the television leading up to them, yep.
CM Punk's first televised match in 7.5 years.
Something people have been waiting for forever, yep.
Tonight on Rampage Grand Slam.
Yep.
So is this the best time to be a wrestling fan in years?
Well, yes. However, I would like to caveat, all of that is true. Everything you've just said, yes. Raw was really good. Grand Slam was better than had anybody even expected, despite how good the card was. We've been given a 5-star match on free television between an absolute dream booking, yes. SmackDown, I think, is largely a lot better than occasionally gets credit for. So even tonight, that would be good. Extreme Rules, WWE, it's at its most pure. Just matches thrown together without the constraints of television. Yes, all these reasons. Great to be a wrestling fan. But what most people don't have is an invite to a WWE show with WWE in a free bar. So what I would just like to go on and say is, yes, great time to be a wrestling fan, but as ever, better time to be me.
Yes, as always, it's good to be a wrestling fan. It's better to be Adam Cleary.
Do you know what? The only reason I committed to that for so long was because I knew there'd be some people listening to this who, at the very end of that, the little payoff line, would be like, fuck, I hate this. What's he's getting to a point here. He's good. I hate this show.
But it is, like, genuinely exciting right now, isn't it? Like, giving away dream matches on TV, and WWE, like you said, are panicking and booking great things as a result. You know, often they would panic if they were slightly worried and just go, just get the legends back. Yeah. Now they're saying, what if we put the... we report this on the news this morning. The original plan was the Usos... and Roman Reigns versus The New Day, because they just hoy that out there. And then they see how well this triple threat with two champions and the former champion is being received. And they go, well, let's just do that in the main event and give them, you know, The New Day versus The Bloodline, or a taste of it. How about a taste? Before potentially we get that Survivor Series, for example, which would be lovely.
Yeah.
It's great. And then AEW's, because AEW's is almost the catalyst for all this and putting pressure on them. And, you know, well done, pat on the head. They beat him for 2 weeks and now, you know, Raw's back on top.
Yeah, well, back
AEW's
on top.
Back in the mud, you know. It's. I'm joking.
Bryan Danielson's not a draw.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to get tweets. But it is great, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Between now that everything's all, like, the dust has settled with Dynamite and that's all settled in, and now they've got Rampage and they're umping up things with Kenny Omega and Bryan Danielson and bringing CM Punk and things. Like, is this... more exciting than when AEW was just first announced in the first place and there was the anticipation of something that might possibly go up against WWE.
Different kind of excitement, isn't it? Because there was a bit of a relief to that initial excitement because it was like, right, finally, even if what AEW ends up being is average, like, finally, this is an alternative product. Like, at least, you know, there is another source of wrestling. I'm sure even if it's not, you know, setting the world on fire, it'll be good. There'll be some good moments. There's more wrestling to enjoy. And then, obviously, when NXT started at the same time, it was like, well, yeah, all right, this is probably not the best idea for them in the long term, but NXT is really good. So that's loads of really good wrestling. But now I think...
Also, WWE had Daniel Bryan back then, so that was better.
Yeah. Now the excitement level is just like, I wonder which of the many wrestling shows on during the week will give me the best time. Because it could genuinely be any of them. It is still occasionally NXT.
Raw was in years.
Really good.
It has been Rampage. It has been Dynamite. Yep. It has been SmackDown.
It's just, how often could you say that? It used, a couple of years ago,
and NXT's bright.
It used to be, which of these WWE shows will make me lose the will to live less this week? And now it's like, which of these will be the one I'm talking about for ages?
I mean, there was a really nice thing very recently. Powerhouse Hobbs shared a thing saying, literally, you know, pretty much give or take a few weeks. This time last year, he was just getting the Is All Elite thing. Yeah. And now he's facing CM Punk
absolutely
on telly.
Insane.
And this time last year, we were... Not necessarily this time last year. This time, Extreme Rules last year, I think we were all in a very bad place. And especially after Extreme Rules, if I'm perfectly honest.
Yeah, it was not a good show last year.
You're like, what is this swamp fight going on?
It feels like WWE are legitimately afraid of AEW now. Like, this feels like the most they've countered it since moving NXT.
Yes.
But that wasn't really a counter. That was just
a
kind of bitchy
block.
Move.
Like, it was a stumbling block. Wasn't it? Just put a barrier in the way and siphon off viewers so you can barely hit half a million. Yeah.
But now it actually kind of feels like they're doing it. Like they're trying to... the word is that they're trying to lock down some of the NXT contracts while they still can't before they run out and more people disappear.
They're
like
Brad Breaker, that's all I know.
it feels like... As much as they've said all the time that AEW is nowhere near in terms of competition and things, like this very much feels like they are. And they're making moves as well to counter this. And that's when things get more exciting, because as soon as they feel like they're getting hunted down or like they're getting beaten in the ratings, like 2 weeks in a row, they beat Raw. And we were thinking, like this time last year, we were like, oh, I wonder when Dynamite's going to beat Raw in the ratings.
Mm.
And now they did it 2 weeks in a row and came very close this week. It was very close. And they will again in the future, no doubt. This is where it gets exciting, because this is where don't want to use the word war, but this is where it all starts.
Imagine if, because we always know that it's never say never when it comes to WWE, imagine if the strength of AEW brings Scott Steiner back to WWE.
the unthinkable.
Is he dead?
No. I think he did.
Oh, genuinely, the way you worded that, I was like, I don't remember Scott Steiner.
Any of the people.
That's genuinely a really insensitive thing to say, actually. God almighty.
If any of the people that would never go back to WWE, it's probably the one that called Stephanie McMahon the C-word.
Of all the people who would never die.
But now, I loved it on NXT this week. Braun Breaker was in a tag match with Ciampa, if you didn't see, versus Peyton and Ridgeway Holland. And he put someone in the Steiner recliner because Dad's Rick Steiner. And they just went, well, some sort of camel clutch there. Anyway, let us know your thoughts on all of the things we've discussed at WhatCultureWWE on Twitter. But enough of all that, it's now time for a Bloody Good Quiz. And this week's quiz is brought to you by Ravage Ryan. If you want your name associated with the hashtag Bloody Good Quiz, all you need to do is subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on iTunes. Leave us a 5-star review, just like Ravage Ryan, who writes, best wrestling podcast. This was my first time listening to this show, but I already love it. Now, what do you reckon? Do you reckon that was like a Raw review, NXT review, or Wrestle Culture?
Yeah, I think it's probably Wrestle Culture. Look, genuinely, the system is rigged in our favor, because we spend all week giving you searing insight from two industry experts. Three industry experts, technically. Andy, not you.
who know absolutely
everything. And then it's like, right, that's a lot of information to take in. And then what happens is we come along on Friday, slap you on the thigh and go, yeah, but never mind all that. Never mind all that. Look at this funny thing we found.
A flagship show. The best.
It is genuinely the flagship show. Yeah.
So 10 questions this week, all about extreme rules. Yeah, you can probably guess that. Or extreme things.
Extreme things. Fisting.
Anyway, usual rules, shout out your name, multiple choice, wait for me to come to you. And it's just for fun, guys. It's just for fun. Okay. Question number one. Including the pre-show, how many of the wrestlers from last year's Extreme Rules pay-per-view have been released? Is it? This is not taking the mickey out of people being released. It's horrible business practices of WWE.
I can only really remember two of the matches, and from those, 50% of the people involved.
yeah. So is it 3, 5, 7, or 9?
Oh, it's going to go 6. Adam, 7.
No, dear. Oh. That's wrong.
3, 5, or 9, Phil?
Got to be more than 3. 5 or 9. Let's go 9.
No, dear.
Oh, 45.
It's only 3.
Only 3? Name two it? Of the people were from the matches that I just said.
Main event, Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman.
Yeah, Bray and Braun Strowman.
And Murphy on the kickoff show.
Is that it? Bloody hell.
Kairi Sane was there, but she wasn't wrestling, so I didn't count her.
Okay, interesting.
Okay, this one is... This is my left.
Yeah.
This is my right.
Yeah. Great radio, that.
Which eye did Rey Mysterio lose last year? Left or right?
We did this the other day. It was a question the other day, and I got it wrong. Adam, right.
He said Phil. He said Phil already.
And right.
Yeah. No, you can't do that.
I can. He said his name first. Question 3. Question 3. Which?
That image I've been used for so many thumbnails, it is seared into my
Did we do
eyes.
That? Did we do that exact question last
it
week?
It was a while. It wasn't last week, I don't think. It was recently.
I got it wrong.
Eye stuff.
I got it wrong. And I remember getting it wrong because for some reason I got it wrong, right? I said left and I got it wrong. And you went, no, dude, that's wrong. And I sat down and my brain went, Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And, and I just remember distinctly having that thought for no reason.
Okay. Question 3.
R.I.P.
Which of these people hasn't Finn Balor fought as the demon?
Oh, God, this is a good question.
Is it?
Hasn't.
The one he hasn't faced as the demon. Bobby Lashley, Sheamus, Andrade, Bray Wyatt.
Phil. Bray Wyatt.
No, dear, that's wrong.
Did he at SummerSlam?
Adam. Andrade.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What? Fought him at Super Showdown as the demon.
What were the other two?
Sheamus.
Is it?
I thought Sheamus was the one that jobbed out to him randomly that time.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sheamus is always that one that jobs out on the path to other things.
I was anticipating you'd probably remember the Bobby Lashley match, considering we were literally there. Although I went, seen the entrance now, right?
That was it,
I just wanted the entrance. I needed the toilet and a drink at that
point. Yeah, the thing is,
a long old
by the time, you turned to me and said, well, I've seen the entrance, it was finished.
Right, still 1-0 to Phil. Question 4, okay, this is more current, okay? So... we are talking, of course, earlier about Alexa Bliss versus Charlotte Flair. This question is all about the doll.
Wow. Okay.
So, we've all been paying much attention to her. How many skull teeth has she got?
Ooh.
Is it 9, 11, 13, or 15?
Got an odd number of teeth.
Yep.
Yeah.
God almighty.
Phil, surely 13.
Yay! Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good applied logic.
Okay. Question 5 relates to the main event.
This is the second quiz in a row. I'm getting absolutely taken to town by Neil Chambers.
I've got faith in you for at least one of these questions.
Okay.
Question 5. Okay. Help me get through to the point of this question. It takes a bit of a walk. Okay. So... Phil Chambers, what was the main event of Extreme Rules last year?
The main event? Was it the Swamp Fight?
It was the Swamp Fight, yeah. Okay. And what did we see?
You don't get the point for that.
No, you don't get the point for that. what did we see in the Swamp Fight?
Braun Strowman drowning in a swamp. Or Bray Wyatt drowning in a swamp.
What was in that swamp in stock footage?
Crocodile. Alligators.
Crocodile,
yeah.
That was the point.
Shorten that up.
That point.
Croc. It's about shoes.
How much did a pair of KFC Crocs cost when they were released?
How have you done this?
I wanted a cool croc fact, but they're all boring. They're all like, oh, they breathe through them, they sweat through their mouth or something. I was like, I'll do some crocs facts.
Good, yeah.
So, you remember the KFC crocs with the big
I can't believe I bullied you into getting good at quizzes. It took me 2 years. Oh, I just found it on the website. Do better. And now here it is.
It was the horse thing.
Here it is, biting me in the arse. How much does a pair of KFC crocs cost?
So, you know the KFC crocs, obviously?
No.
It's a pair of crocs, picture of some KFC chicken on it.
Okay.
Okay. How much do they cost when they
were
released?
What are the options?
The options are $40, $60,
$80,
or $100. How much would you pay for a KFC?
Adam, $80.
No, dear. Oh,
it can't be $100. $60.
Yeah.
3-0 to Phil, halfway through the quiz. Okay. Okay, so I've tried to mix it up with some. Serious
who spent $60 on KFC?
Americans, Phil. It's all the answer to that question is always Americans. And if you're listening to that going, oh, that's horrible, you've generalized me an American, I'm sorry. Yes, all Americans.
You know they have KFC for Christmas in Japan. That's like a tradition.
Yeah, but that's awesome. That's good.
It's my one KFC fact.
I've got two now. Okay, question six. Cast your minds back to the first ever. I've gone to a serious questions for a bit now. I concentrated for a bit and then I got carried away again. Who cashed in his Money in the Bank contract after the main event of the first ever Extreme Rules pay-per-view? Was it Edge?
Adam Edge.
No, dear.
It was!
You mean the one on Cena? That's New Year's Revolution.
I thought Edge was the first one.
No, the first ever Extreme Rules pay-per-view, not the first ever cash. He was the first ever cash in.
Reread the question then.
Who cashed in his Money in the Bank contract after the main event of the first ever Extreme Rules pay-per-view?
Oh, I misheard you there.
Can I have a do-over for that? Hang on. Phil, your options are Edge.
Yep.
Jack Swagger, CM Punk, or Daniel Bryan?
Oh my God, I have absolutely no clue.
Can I be back in? I know it. If I tell Phil the answer and he gets it, can I have the point?
No.
For helping.
Daniel Bryan.
Oh, it is as well.
No, dear.
Is it not?
Here was CM Punk. It was Jeff Hardy wins the title, and CM Punk goes, I'm really happy for you. It immediately cashes in.
What's the image I've got in my head? A Big Show lying in
a cage match.
In a TLC.
The Big Show lying in a bukkake of steel chairs. Yes.
that was the image that I went
That was
Daniel
TLC,
Bryan
I
for.
Think, with the Mark Henry match. They're all, basically, I completely Henry. Understand where you're coming from, because they're all just like, title, any way we can get to weapons. It's like, Extreme Rules, some ECW else related.
When the Big Show had that novelty-sized chair.
I also
remember when Hornswoggle had the really tiny ladders.
Desperate to write a question, couldn't find a way to put it in. Do you remember when Big Show lost a match because he stepped through a table?
Against Cody.
Okay. Genuinely, that gets panned. I think that's a really good finish.
It was his face, big stupid. Okay, what are we on? 3-0 still?
It's like losing a first blood match because you get a paper cut. Which is probably
like losing the first blood match because you're sitting on somebody's shoulders after they've won the title and they accidentally bust their own head open on the belt celebrating. Which is a real thing I've witnessed happen.
Yep. Question seven. 3-0 to Phil. Four questions to go. You still in this?
Shut up. Still time.
Cast your mind back to the Ambrose Asylum, of course. Okay. Dean Ambrose, Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
You had Mitch the Potted Plant.
Yeah.
That got destroyed.
Yeah. Geritron got destroyed on the road to it.
Well, how much did Chris Jericho's light-up jacket allegedly cost?
This is a thing I know.
$15,000, $20,000, $25,000, or $30,000?
Ooh, $25,000.
This is right, I'm going to scream, because I was about to say that.
No, dear, that's wrong.
What are the options?
$15,000, $20,000, or $30,000.
I thought it was 25.
Seems like a number you'd make up.
I thought it was $25,000 he claimed it was, which is why it isn't. So I'm going to say 2,000.
No, that's not an option.
2,000
is 15,000, 20,000, or $30,000. You said 25,
right?
I said
20,000 in that case.
No, dear, that's wrong.
It's only 15,000. It's bargain.
15? Bargain.
3-0, three questions to go.
Ooh.
All to play for, though. And it's just for fun, lads. It is always just for fun. Remember that. And this remaining donut, of course.
Yeah, he wasn't at the donut.
Me.
Okay.
But I thought I'd make
you're putting your own donut on the line.
Wow, okay. Okay. Wow, okay.
Okay. Ready on this.
Come on, now.
Question eight. What was the team name for The Undertaker and Roman Reigns?
Graveyard Dogs.
Yeah.
Yay!
I nearly said Boneyard Dogs there.
Would you like to know the options?
Yes.
Graveyard Dogs, because I knew you'd obviously get that before.
Yeah.
Dead Man's Best Friend, right?
Dead Man's Best Friend, you make me so...
Yeah.
That's good. I like that.
The Hound and Pound Connection. And Spooky and Joe.
Spooky and Joe. Oh,
back in the game. Two questions to go. 3-1.
Ooh. God, imagine if I said Boneyard. Imagine the fit I would have thought. Boneyard Dogs. That's not
just
correct.
Break the sound.
Oh, that would be it.
Okay, question nine. Who is on the cover of ECW Extreme Music, the album? Is it Sabu, the Sandman, Rob Van Dam?
It's got to be Sandman.
I was going to go for that.
Yay!
Oh, why didn't I have the conviction?
It was the Sandman. All tracks
he was
mixed
just
by
an
him.
Entrance and music no, and entrance. That was
why didn't I didn't have the courage to. What psychological things happened to you that I didn't just jump in when I thought I knew the answer?
It's all gone. It's topsy turvy.
Finally broken, Cleary's confidence.
Right, okay. I've saved the best question for last.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, so I followed in your footsteps.
The best, is it? The best question. The best question, this one.
I think you're going to like it.
So it's worth 2 points, is what you're saying.
What is the score? It's 4-1 anyway, so it can be
3. Yeah, it can be worth.
Oh, it's 3.
No, it's 4-1.
4-2, but it doesn't matter. We're not breaking the rules now.
Okay.
It's just for fun. Okay, final question. Because Liv Morgan's wrestling Extreme Rules.
Of course.
Yeah. Against, well, might be.
Might be.
Might be.
Still got to get through SmackDown. Vega, you never know.
A match since she returned. Liv Morgan, just like Alexa Bliss used to, she's got a pet pig. But all you have to tell me, what is its name?
Name the pig.
Duh. It's something along these lines. Is it Larry?
It's not Larry. That's Alexa
Bliss's pig. Was Larry.
Ah, damn it.
Would you like the options?
I'd love the options, please.
Okay. Is it Albert Einstein? Is it Piggles? Is it Crispy Bacon? Or is it Oinkers?
Right, okay. I've made a career out of being able to work out what the three fake answers you've written are.
I think you might have got one of them. You might have spotted one of them.
It's one of them crispy bacon, by any chance.
Yeah, I made that one up.
I think Albert Einstein. Albert Einstein's one of those as well. So it's either was it Oinkers or Piggles?
Oinkers or
I think
Piggles.
He specifically put two vaguely
You're exactly right. I'm putting those two in, obviously. I'm not having Albert Einstein and not writing it down.
You can't
but
go
I'll
three
work
puns
out.
And one normal.
So I'll put two others in. Anyway. So it's a 50-50.
Yeah, Oinkers or Piggles. It's Oinkers or Piggles.
I'll tell you what. You're correct to that point.
Is it? What's the fake pig name out of those? What pig name would you come up with? And what pig name would Liv Morgan come up with?
Exactly.
How can I not assign these to the right person? Liv Morgan's pig is called Piggles.
Yay!
Of course you went for Oinkers. Of course you did.
Honestly, I wrote Albert Einstein and went, that's the last
Albert
question.
Einstein
there it is right
good.
There.
Big fan of Albert Einstein.
Oh, goodness me. So congratulations to you, Phil Chambers. You win this week's quiz. This has been Wrestle Culture. You can follow the winner of the quz, Phil Chambers, at
Phil My Chambers. You can follow Adam Cleary at
Adam Cleary, C-L-E-R-Y. You can get Adam Wilborn at
Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at What Culture WWE, as always. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts. We review Raw, we review SmackDown, we review NXT 2.0, we review AEW Dynamite, we review AEW Rampage, and of course, we review pay-per-views as well. Myself and Michael Hamlet will be here in the small hours of Monday morning after Extreme Rules, which Phil and I are doing a live stream for, talking all about what went down. And make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling, because tomorrow, an extended preview of Extreme Rules with myself and the Ham Daddy himself. But my thanks to Phil Chambers, to Adam Cleary, to you for joining us, and we will see you soon. Wrestle Culture is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Wrestling!
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.